Hi, this is Brandon Hall, founder of Logic Mind and Health, and you're listening to today's Logicast episode, a quick tip to set you on the path to better living. At Logic Mind and Health, we offer a unique set of ideas and practices that provide the most effective techniques for reducing stress and living a better life. Our philosophy mixes best practices of the past and present, East and West, rational thinking, and purposeful action. Our approach is based on sound reasoning. Our methods have been verified by scientific research and our own personal results. Logic is in our name and at our core. We know what works, and we are passionate about sharing it. In today's Logicast episode, I'm going to talk about equanimity. Equanimity is a term that might not come up in everyday conversation, but its significance, especially with regards to mental health and fitness, cannot be overstated. At its core, equanimity refers to a state of psychological stability, and this is undisturbed by experiences or exposures to emotions, pain, and other phenomena. It's about maintaining calmness, mental calmness, evenness of temper, even-keeled emotions, regardless of the situation or stress levels. In the realm of mental health, equanimity is a powerful tool. It helps individuals face life's up and downs with a steady heart and a sound mind. Think of it as the eye of the storm. No matter how chaotic things get on the outside, you remain calm and undisturbed on the inside. This mental resilience is crucial, especially considering the various challenges and stressors present in today's world. Why is equanimity important? The answer lies in its profound impact on our overall well-being. Individuals who cultivate equanimity tend to experience lower levels of stress and anxiety. They're better equipped to handle difficult situations without getting carried away by their emotions. This emotional balance contributes to better decision-making, improved relationships, and a more fulfilling life. Also, equanimity is associated with various positive health outcomes, including lower blood pressure and reduced risk of heart disease. So, how can one develop greater equanimity? It's not something that happens overnight, but with practice, it's certainly attainable. Here are a few strategies discussed in detail in other parts of this platform. 1. Mindfulness meditation. Regular practice helps to increase awareness of your thoughts and feelings without attachment. This detachment is the essence of equanimity. 2. Reflective practices like journaling. Taking time to reflect on your experiences, especially the challenging ones, can help you understand and accept them without judgment. This acceptance is key to maintaining emotional balance. 3, cognitive restructuring. Learning to reframe negative or stressful situations in a more positive or neutral light can help in maintaining a calm state of mind. 4, building a support system. Surrounding yourself with people who embody equanimity can provide examples to learn from and aspire to. 5, physical exercise. Regular physical activity can help in reducing stress and anxiety, making it easier to maintain emotional balance. In fast-paced and stressful work environments especially, developing equanimity can be a game changer. It's about building mental fitness to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. By understanding and applying the principles of equanimity, you can improve not only your mental health, but also your physical health and quality of life. And you can improve your productivity and your results in the workplace. Well, that's all for today. I'm Brandon Hall, and thanks for listening.